Hey, Todd.
Hi.
Hey, Todd. I want to welcome you, Todd, to another incredible, which is set to be one of the best episodes.
Wow, you're selling this.
No, it's not. This is probably not going to be that good of it, to be honest.
Why?
I'm just going to be honest with you.
You're always like kind of...
Well, because if we tell the people that it's not going to be good, but they listen to it and they're like, that was actually pretty good.
Look, this is the reverse daily affirmation.
Reverse psychology.
This is not affirmation podcasting.
Saying. Should I? Should we go live on Monday Mass on Instagram?
Does anyone even go to Instagram anymore?
I don't know.
Is TikTok a thing for you?
Yes.
Do you go on there?
No.
I do. It's really funny.
It's funny to go on there and just like riff.
But I think it's like I think we're too old.
What the heck? Oh, there we go.
Are we too old for TikTok?
Hey, what the heck? No, we're not too old for anything.
I feel like
there
we are. I feel like we're aged out of
hey,
that
Todd.
Demographic. Hi.
We're live on at Monday Mass, which is a Instagram account dedicated solely to this podcast, Todd.
So you don't think we're too old for TikTok?
Nah. And I think we get the jokes. We're down with, you know, Devin Palmer. We're down
is
with...
Is he on there?
No, but he's on Instagram.
All right,
what's up, Devin?
What's up, bro?
Todd, you did you see Devin Palmer's latest? You drinking some of that Panakin coffee and tea?
I am. I just came. Oh, that reminds me.
What? Oh, you got something?
That's yours.
Oh, thank you.
That's
Todd just came through with the
complimentary gift card for us. Sponsor.
That's what's up.
Sponsored.
Speaking of sponsors, Todd.
Let's go through them.
Let's get right into this. This is what I'm talking about.
Well,
okay.
I might as well just parlay. Is it parlay?
Yeah, parlay.
Would that
back
be a parlay?
Back to school.
But let's, okay, well, Panakin Coffee and Tea has been supporting us since day one.
Yep.
Fueling Encinitas and beyond.
Well, since before this podcast even started.
Right, that's what I mean.
This podcast is actually a direct result of us drinking the sweet, dark...
Nectar?
Gold nectar of Panakin, and we're so motivated and we're so active now because of it.
You have double-sided sticky tape?
Yeah, that's something.
That's what happens when you get older. Like, you get stoked on stuff like double-sided sticky tape.
That's a whole new conversation. I couldn't get into that. OGO bags came through.
Greatest bags.
Came through big today, especially because, as you may or may not have seen on my Instagram, Todd, it was back to school.
Back to school
kids.
Is a you know what? It is back to school because I just went to, like, a freshman orientation thing with my daughter.
Wow, so you have a freshman and a senior?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've got a third and a fifth grader.
Yeah.
And they both...
Must be nice.
They're both rocking brand new OGO backpacks, and they're hyped because these are cool-looking backpacks. They kind of have that almost that subtle, like, military-esque kind of vibe, and they're solid. They feel solid.
Put everything. You put your books, your lunch, your vape pens,
yeah.
You know, all that stuff. You can put it right in there.
Exactly. When you're in third grade and you need a place to put your Juul... They got
right?
a pocket for that.
Totally.
You know, so thanks to OGO. And you can get your own OGO back-to-school bag. You don't have to even be going to school. You can just be going to work. You know, my kids were complaining about going back to school, and I said, oh, I didn't even get a summer. So guess what? I'm just going back to work on Monday.
Really?
They weren't buying it.
They didn't believe that.
Well, they see my Instagram, and they see that I live a pretty good life. They don't actually see my Instagram. You talked about Panakin.
I did.
I just... poured some Panakin into a mug, reusable.
With what?
And I just dropped a little bit of the NanoCraft Full Spectrum 1,000 milligram CBD.
Is that the one? That's not the one with the caffeine in it, though.
No, this
I'll
is
have
this
some,
is
then.
The classic.
I will have some.
The classic Full Spectrum. Todd's going in.
Watch how you do it. You're supposed to put it under your tongue.
Tongue it. While Todd is dropping that, you can go to NanoCraft CBD on the internet, and you put mass, what was the code again? Mass 20? Dude, I can't keep these codes correct.
We should just have one, a straight one across the board, so it's always the same.
You know, these are different corporations and businesses we're working with.
I think it's
either
mass
way,
20. I believe it's mass 20.
Try mass 20. If that doesn't work, try mass 15.
Just
if that doesn't work,
increments
try mass 25.
Increments of 5 from 15 up.
What you need to do is try NanoCraft CBD, because it's the best CBD on the market. There's a lot out there. This is the best. Tested and approved. Thank you very much. And Todd,
mm-hmm.
I actually had a great conversation with Alex over at NanoCraft. Alex and Kai, our bros over there.
What'd they say?
Well, we talked a little bit last week about CBDs and the Olympics. And is it gonna what list is it going to be on? Is it a you know, banned substance. So I got a PDF talking about the tests and whatnot. And this, if you're not going to be an Olympian, you don't have to worry about any of this. You can take NanoCraft all day. But if you're going to be an Olympian, just go with the NanoCraft to just make sure there's no THC in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple. More on that to come as the Olympics come up. Wave soda. Of course, summer's over for some school kids, but Todd, just, for us, summer's just started.
Just started.
And that means it's wave soda season.
Have no fear. Local summer is here.
That's right. And you're going to have a fun update about that next week.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. Wave soda. Follow them at New Wave Soda on Instagram. You're
gonna
love it.
Skin repair. Guess what? We had an active skin repair situation at our house.
An ASP.
Yep. What?
An ASP sitch.
ASP sitch.
Active skin repair situation. Yep. ASR.
My God. So
I'm not very good with anagrams.
So the man that lives in my house with my wife and I.
The man boy.
He hit the reef out at Swami's the other day, body surfing, and he cut into the
femoral artery?
You ever cut the fat in your butt?
Not on purpose.
You ever seen a deep butt cut? It looks like there's like yellow cottage cheese in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The fat tissue.
So he cut the fat.
And, body surfing.
Yeah. He slammed, got mashed.
How extreme is the body surfing at Swami's? I've never heard this.
He hit a ledge covered in barnacle-y sharp things.
So he's nude body surfing.
No, it went through his wetsuit.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
So he had to go to the hospital and get 5 stitches, but we've been active skin repairing him.
Well, that's going to aid in.
And it goes it's right
water.
Next to the huge hipper he got from his BMX bike, right next to it.
This kid.
And then he stepped on glass last night walking back from Swami's filming. He is a walking disaster area right now.
Yeah. Well, thankfully we have active skin repair. Plenty of it to go around. Chemistry Surfboards is another one of our sponsors.
Great guys.
Great guys, great boards.
Great guys over there.
And I don't know if you've been reading about the tariffs happening in China, but if your surfboard is made overseas, you could be paying a little bit more.
Whose boards are made over?
I don't know.
Who's?
I just, you know, this is just business stuff I'm reading. I'm just saying Chemistry Surfboards is an Oceanside, so no tariffs.
They're not made in China.
Tariff free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I ride boards from everywhere, so I'm...
Folklore Projects is also...
made in the USA.
That's right.
In Michigan. And we're excited about that because Quincy Woodwrights and Folklore Project, they team up. They got the best wood. And obviously, they sponsor the best podcasts, only the best.
Maple from Hard Rock.
And
what?
Finally, youonline.com, that's the home of the Monday Mass, one of the homes of the Monday Mass. Cantori, Chris Cantori, who is the host of the Cantori Show on 100.7 here in San Diego, also has a podcast called Cantori and...
Me.
You.
Oh, you.
Opposite.
Okay.
He's going to have Andy McDonald on his show any day now.
No relation to Ronald McDonald.
No, but Andy McDonald is really gnarly on his electric skateboard.
I will take my hat off. He like that thing because they don't free roll.
What?
I mean, like when you don't hold the trigger.
Oh, you have to be triggered.
You have to be triggered.
I'm triggered.
I
would love one. I'm just going to throw that out
there.
Well,
he said if we go down there and if we commentate the Clash at Claremont.
Oh, we have to go somewhere and do something?
Well, he'll give us them.
Boosted boards,
boosted
right?
Boards, yeah.
Boosted boards.
I want a boosted board.
Andy, he's a big fan of this show. I would think we could at least get one between us.
Oh, I just got some.
And we could go doubles on it, Todd.
I just got some cool news for Nerd News.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yep.
So those are all of our sponsors. We would appreciate it if you like this show to support those sponsors in any way possible.
And I mean, if you really like the show, just send us some money.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just going to go right out and ask if you guys have any extra money.
And if you know anybody that wants to sponsor this podcast, if somebody's going to pay us more, we'll kick any of these sponsors off. Just kidding. But seriously,
but for real though.
No, I mean, we love our sponsors. We're dedicated to them. But if you got money, let's talk.
What do we got?
We got skate news brought to you by the Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights. Quickie, I would just watch the Industrial Light and Magic.
ILM.
Web drop from FA and hockey. It's great. And this is a good story to start us off here, Todd. Randy Betts is a medical sales consultant from Delaware. He has several dozen tortoises. He's become quite a bit of a reptile expert. And the reason I'm telling you this, Todd, is because one of his tortoises, one of his little torts, one of his little torts was born with a form of turtle spina bifida. So Randy, this tortoise's name is Helix, by the way. So Randy, and if you see a picture of this tortoise, its legs are kind of backwards and, you know, he's disabled.
They're contortist?
Yes, exactly. That's actually the scientific term. So Randy took it upon himself to take a truck off. This is a tiny tortoise about the size of a, what is it? What is this? Give me the size of
like
this.
Three inch tortoise.
Like half a cell phone.
Okay.
Half an iPhone. One quarter.
Are you sure it's a tortoise?
Yeah, it's a tortoise.
Tortoise is big.
No, it's a tortoise. Because I saw the picture and he put a truck from a tech deck on the bottom back half of the tortoise. Now the tortoise has a little way to get around because its front arms work.
Are you sure it's a tortoise?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a turtle.
We're going to post this on our Instagram, people. And we have a bunch of questions that we'll get to at the end of the show.
So let me get this straight. He's super glued or some kind of epoxy adhesive,
from a tech deck
on the bottom of the turtle, and now the turtle can wheel himself around.
Yeah. Tortoise is mobile.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and that's just a feel-good story to start it off. Another feel-good story, and many feel-good stories, amazing stories, coming right now from Chad Muska, who finally made an appearance on the Nine Club. I'm halfway through, Todd. Do you still listen to the Nine Club?
Sometimes it just depends on like what's on there.
I'm kind of with you. It depends on the guest. When I saw
there's
Muska
so much
on there,
information to consume.
I was excited. It's
on the internet now. It's you know, I have to have a schedule.
Well, the cool part about this episode is Chad Muska, obvious legend, icon in skateboarding, and a lot of the stories we just know about him. But now it's time for him to tell us all those stories himself. So he talks about moving to San Diego.
Was he from Vegas originally?
Grew up in Arizona, moved to Vegas, then moved to San Diego, sleeping on the beach in Mission Beach and stuff. Amazing stories. Getting on and then kicked off of Toy Machine, getting on Shorties, designing shoes, filming Transworld's Feedback, which is one of the best videos ever made. Circa, Supra, the Skytop, Muska Beats, all that stuff. 3 hours and 43 minutes of the Muska.
And you know what? It probably went by really fast.
I'm halfway through and I think he's just now getting on Shorties. It's good.
I have some news.
Skate news?
Skate news, yeah. So there's a documentary being done on Massachusetts skateboarding called Streets and Sidewalks.
This, yeah.
And I did a interview for it last year.
Yeah.
I saw the teaser trailer for it. It's coming along nicely.
It's
coming along nicely. The teaser trailer is insane.
Now that would be a good intro to the trailer. Coming along nicely. Like instead of coming this fall.
Right.
It's coming along nicely.
Eventually coming out.
So you're in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, people who grew up in Massachusetts or New England skating.
Who's the best skater ever to come out of Massachusetts?
Best ever to come out of Massachusetts?
Nora Vasconcelos.
Sure.
Big fan of the show.
But there's people before that. There was PJ Ladd.
Oh, he's pretty good too.
Yeah, PJ Ladd's.
Damn, he's pretty good.
There's a lot of people. Manny Santiago. Like, there's a lot of dudes that have come out of there. Zared Bassett.
Wow, Zared's good too. I'm staying with Nora.
Donnie Barley.
Okay, I'm going with Donnie Barley. He's first, Nora second, PJ third, Zared fourth.
Fred Smith.
Todd fifth. Todd Richards fifth.
Fred Smith.
Fred Smith sixth.
Andy Mack ish.
Andy Mack.
But he was kind of like, Andy Mack was like, he split his time between there and the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Where can we get more information?
I can't wait for me to get that info so I can give you that info. I really want to see it.
So that was just a general piece of.
I saw,
news.
I think, yeah.
You saw a trailer.
I saw the trailer. It got me really excited.
I'm excited. I have a connection to Massachusetts.
And I said to myself, I said in the trailer, also to myself, because I was talking, was in the trailer, I'm quoted as saying that, you know, skateboarding got it started in California, right?
Right.
Like that's where it started.
Yeah.
But it got its spine on the East Coast.
Okay. I could see that.
They're a hearty bunch back there, man.
That is, yeah. There's a different level of rawness.
I'm excited for that to come out eventually, whenever it does.
That's what she said. still one of the best jokes.
I'm calling
ever.
HR.
Yeah. We do have an HR department here. I had some FOMO this weekend.
Why?
Though I had actually double FOMO. Surf FOMO, skate FOMO. Because last year I commentated at the Red Bull Bowl Rippers in Marseille, and this year I couldn't do it due to some scheduling issues that I just couldn't do. And this contest is insane. It's at the Marseille Bowl, which if you kind of look at the recent developments in skate competition, i.e. Vance Park Series,
sure,
you know, Dew Tour, all the events that have a quote-unquote park element.
Yes. Most of them now.
This is all basically comes from, a lot of it comes from Marseille.
Well, all the park, it seems like all the park design, templates are all from Marseille Park.
Marseille, which was built in the early 90s, right?
Yep.
Has all the elements that currently go into the parks that are not only for Vance Park Series, but that are also going to be in the Olympics.
The spine, the teardrop, the hips into the deep end, the, you know, extensions.
Yeah. So it all traces back to Marseille. And so every year, Red Bull Bull Rippers goes to Marseille. And this contest is just next level.
You know,
crazy.
I totally forgot. And this has nothing to do with it, but really doesn't have anything
sidebar.
To do with it.
You got to say sidebar.
Sidebar. So I just got back from the Nitro World Games.
Okay.
In Salt Lake City.
Yes.
So that's where I was. I was commentating Nitro World Games. So this, I'll wrap this back around to skate news in a second.
Yeah, reach it around.
But so it was a competition of Nitro Rallycross, which is a rallycross car rallycross event that Travis Pastrana, like, you know,
yes,
made this crazy course with huge jumps, and you know, you got your Ken Block.
These look like 50, 60 foot jumps.
100 and something feet.
Oh.
It's insane.
In
it's
a
insane.
Car.
Yeah, it's insane.
In
and then
a car.
And then there's also like flat track racing, which is really, you know, racing.
Not Hoonigans.
Hooligan.
Hooligan racing.
Yeah, it's really heavy motorcycles.
Shout out Josh Schley.
And then also you had your freestyle motocross, which is the back flips and the front flips, but
air dancing.
The piece de resistance of the event was the moto quarter pipe.
Oh, I saw this,
dude,
on your Instagram.
They were going, it's a 30-something foot high quarter pipe. They were going 50 feet out, basically, up the top of this thing.
So they're like 100 feet in the air.
Yeah. It's insane.
I mean, mind the math, but.
Insane.
So this actually, I'm going to do the reach around for you.
Well, wait, I don't know, because we might have a different reach around.
Well, the reach around that I was saying, because I was talking about commentating the Marseille Skate Red Bull Bull Rippers. You're talking about commentating Nitro World Games. This is fast-moving action sports, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a similarity, not only with the verbiage, but also just the style and the presentation that you use for commentating motorsports as you do for surfing, skating?
I was an overall host, so I was like,
you're play-by-play.
No, I was overall host of like the whole thing.
The show.
So I would throw to different people that were experts in that. But I can totally appreciate the quarter pipe because I know what it's like to ride quarter pipe on a snowboard or a skateboard. But now to bring the reach around. So
my reach around missed.
No,
I reached around and I missed.
You have really short arms.
What I was reaching for.
Right. So, but next year, next May in Wales, which is in the UK.
That's a country.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that, though.
Wales.
Right? It's a country.
So Nitro World Games now will move to Wales, where they will have skate vert, skate big air, BMX vert, BMX big air, and we'll all move in, and with FMX stuff thrown in, it'll all be in some giant stadium in Wales. So I guess I'm saying is that it's really cool to see vert comps kind of coming back.
And you're going to get me a spot on the show, is what? That's
sure.
The reach around?
Yes. No, yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
It'll be great. Anyway.
So Red Bull Bull Rippers is...
Oh, and then Travis Pastrana rides for Red Bull. So there we go.
And Travis Pastrana is a huge fan of the show. Did you talk to Ken Block about the show?
I did.
The Monday Mass. And he said...
Love it.
He said he loves it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't hear him say that over the revving of his car. What kind of car does Ken Block drive in Rallycross?
Ken Block has a Ford Fiesta.
A Ford Fiesta.
But it's not. I mean, it's just that's the shell.
But I'm saying, if you see a Ford Fiesta,
looks much different
out on the road.
Ford Fiesta RX. So it's like it's the rallycross car that Ford makes for these guys, and it's like it's $1 million car,
right?
And it's like, you know, it's 600 and something horsepower, zero to 60 in 1.7 seconds or something ridiculous.
I
it's
love
all
that the
torque.
Name of it is Fiesta.
Yeah, well, Arriba.
Fiesta. That's the sickest car ever. It's a Fiesta.
Oh, so Ken also, like, you know, Ken's gnarly, and he has his saying is ain't care.
Okay.
Have you seen that hashtag ain't care?
Oh, I thought that was Melania Trump's. No, that's be best.
She's be best.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
Anyway, Ken had a problem this weekend during his rallies. He would always blow a tire out on his car. It was a bummer because his car was super fast. But anyway, so he hit that 100 and something foot jump with three tires on his car. One full bald rim, no tire on the rim.
And made it.
And we were all like, oh my God, Ken's dead.
That's only something only Ken Block could do.
That's right.
Red Bull Bull Rippers happened in Marseille, France.
Yes.
Poppy Star Olsen won for the women, and Jaime Matil won for the men. Fun fact about Marseille, first time, I would say 90% of the current skate world, maybe 80, learned about Marseille through Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
True that.
Guess who never skated Marseille until about 10 years after Tony Hawk Pro Skater came out with the Marseille park in the game?
Guess. Ryan Scheckler.
Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Tony Hawk really? Never skated Marseille until 10 years after.
Oh, at the Quicksilver thing. For real?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
So shout out to the designers of Tony Hawk Pro Skater nailing Marseille.
Marseille was one of my, that was one of the most fun
in
Tony Hawk
the
Pro Skater.
And you know it's crazy? Some of the tricks that we were doing in the original Tony Hawk Pro Skater video game are being done in real life now.
Did I ever show you my
at Marseille.
Pictures off the hip?
I saw your pictures.
I got some pictures from the hip at Marseille. That hip at Marseille is the dreamiest of dreamy hips.
Well, that's when I was commentating last year.
Look at the size of that. I just pulled an eyebrow.
Oh, my God. That's like a Wilford Brimley eyebrow.
That, dude? Where did that come from?
Your eyebrow.
Ugh. Gross. Getting old is fucking weird.
Red Bull Bull Rippers is it was a great contest. You should watch it. Gets you excited to go skateboarding. So you know it was a slow week in skateboarding.
Tony Hawk was doing a demo in Brazil.
I saw that.
We saw
in his hotel room.
Oh yeah. How is that weird thing?
He stayed at that hotel during the Vans Park Series event.
Very disrespectful.
Every time Tony goes to a country,
they put him in the skate hotel.
They put him in a cool hotel, but then they also give him like cakes and stuff with him on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the big thing now, which Tony created this on accident, and now it's come back to haunt him.
Do you know who you look like?
Yeah. And now he's very annoyed because people go up to him and go, "Hey, you look like Tony Hawk." And it used to be a fun thing. Now I think he's kind of sad that he brought that up. You got some new Vans.
I did. I just pulled
them
out of the box.
Sidebar. Todd got some new Vans.
The Red Bull Bull Rippers.
Todd got new Vans, and he's wearing checkered slip-ons.
You know what? And since I don't really have an allegiance to a footwear brand. I mean, I don't really anymore.
Right. Unsponsored. Free agent.
Unsponsored.
So
if you're
out there and you
I have
make
some my bros hooked me up with shoes. My bros hooked me up with shoes. I think it's great.
Jeff Healy from Healy's.
Is that his name?
Is a big fan of this show. If you're listening,
Jeff Healy.
Todd is looking for a sponsor.
Is it?
I don't know. Be great if
that
was actually.
Mark Healy?
Mark Healy.
Mark Healy's.
Who not only is a big wave surfer, but also invented Healy's.
So I've been skating in slip-on Vans
the
Eras for a while.
They're
great. I got a pair of Janoskis for a while. For like a week ago. Wait,
okay.
What am I trying to say? So I got some Stefan shoes. I'd never skated in Nikes. I don't know, but there's so much hype about them. So I decided. I had to try them.
Okay. It's fair.
And
fair enough.
I got to tell you, that's a damn good skateboard shoe.
But it's not as good as slip-on Vans.
It's just different.
It's different. I love Stefan Janowski, by the way. Dude is the best.
I like his other stuff that he does, like the CruciFloat. You ever seen that thing?
CruciFloat.
The CruciFloat's amazing. That is brilliant.
It is. So explain
it's
to
a
our
pool,
listeners.
It's a pool toy in the shape of a cross, and it just so happens to be ergonomically laid out, so you can just starfish in your pool.
I love it, and anything that makes fun of religion, I'm fully back.
True that.
I don't think Red Bull Bowl Rippers has anything to do with making fun of religion, but it's a great contest, and you should watch it. Do you have any other skate news?
Oh, yeah. Well, Tony, did you see the doubles with...
Kevin Staub.
No, the other one.
Jimmy Wilkins.
Jimmy Wilkins did a backside 360 ollie.
Over.
Neck high over Tony's... What did Tony do? A frontside or frontside tail slide?
Yeah, frontside tail slide or something.
Something?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really cool. I can't get enough Jimmy Wilkins.
Agreed. There's contests and stuff coming up, which we'll talk about at some point. I'm going to...
Well, yeah, when is your
Vans Park Series?
Salt Lake? Is that the
Salt
next one?
Lake City is the World Championships of Park Skating.
When is that one?
It's in the beginning of September.
Isn't there another one coming up before that?
Not another Park Series event. Nope.
All right.
It's exciting. So, for more skate news, come back in a week from today.
Or just go to
go skating.
Social media.
Go skateboarding. Go skate. Surf news, Todd, is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. You got any chemistry news for us?
Yeah. The last board that I had shaped, I got shaped too thick.
Oh,
which is kind of a bummer.
That's your fault.
It's a little Kardashian'd in the middle, and I need to...
you mean
thick.
Shallow and...
It's thick with three Ks. It's... I need to...
C's.
I need to get one. Yeah. Did I... Wait, what? Did I already come back and talk about Cape Cod?
Yeah.
That was last week. Anyway.
At length.
So my
ad nauseum.
My board's a little too thick, so they're going to make me a new one.
It happens. Some people like them thick.
I thought I did. And you know what the problem was, is that I'm not good with fractions, and I said, like, the wrong fraction.
You said something point something.
I said the wrong fraction, and they made what I wanted. I mean, hey, hats off to Jason Bennett. And
no, it's exactly what you asked for.
Yeah, he gave me what I asked for, but I asked for wrong.
That's called pilot error.
Right.
In terms of ordering your board. Todd, we've got a world... this is not an exclusive, but this literally just came through over the wire.
Okay.
Over the wire.
What?
Real life record breaking stuff here.
Okay.
Out of Santa Cruz, California. The one and only, the magician, Zoltan Porcos.
I think his name is the best thing
he
ever.
He broke a world record.
Kickflips?
Three bong hits on one wave. Talking pack the bowl,
what?
Clear the bong, blow the plume, and pack it again, clear the bowl, blow the plume. Bear with me, Todd. Pack it again, clear the bowl. Blow the plume. Three bong hits on one while riding one wave.
Wow.
This is groundbreaking. Zoltan texted that to me personally. I'm a big fan of Zoltan.
Magic Man.
He does kickflips like every session now.
Who's the other guy who did a really good kickflip a while ago? Someone else did one.
There's no one else.
Yeah, there is.
Zoltan's the guy.
Zoltan was the first guy.
And still the guy to do the kickflip guy.
Is he really a magician?
Yes.
Practicing?
Oh, yeah. You don't call yourself the magician if you're not a magician. He is a magician.
Well, if you're self...
In and out of the water.
Wow, okay. Well, hey.
Period.
Congratulations on the triple bong hit.
Todd, will you be trying to break that record anytime soon?
Philabong.
We should get him sponsored by Philabong. He is sponsored by an organic weed company. So the name is eluding me, but it's not easy. Todd, did you watch the free surfing or the Tahiti trials?
I did. I watched the free surfing
from Chopo.
Did you see Raymond?
How do you say Chopo?
Chopo.
Chopo. Yeah. I'm just checking.
Tihaha poo poo. That's how they say it.
Chopo.
Did you see Raymond's closeout?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, I can't believe it.
Raymond bounced on and across the reef.
So let me pick your zits for a minute here.
My girlfriend, she will get so mad if you do that
because
she's into it.
So
go ahead.
So Chopo end of the road, whatever the wave down the end of the road.
Chop your head.
So that was initially a bodyboard wave, right? In the beginning, like only
yes.
Bodyboarders pretty much surfed it.
Bodyboarders are responsible for finding 99% of the slabs on the earth, and this is now the most famous slab wave on the earth. Bodyboarders found it.
Who was the first one to surf it?
The first one to surf it
is
a great question. I want to say
It was a family. It was like a, there was like brothers, like three brothers, and it wasn't the Drolets, was it?
Now you put me on the spot here.
I remember hearing
Tahitians.
They were Tahitians.
I mean, oh, is it?
I mean, Romano. Romano was a bodyboarder in the beginning, right? Like he was initially a bodyboarder.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he was.
I got a bone up on my Chopo history. I know that everybody knows like the first tales. You know, you had Laird on his gnarly toe-in wave. Yep. You had the early days of the gotcha contest with Gerlach and Conan Hayes, Kobe Aberton.
What's up with Conan Hayes? He was rad, dude. I love Conan Hayes' surfing.
I was hanging out with somebody who was friends with Conan, and he lives in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And he started that, you know, that helmet, kids helmet company with the like the mohawks on it.
He did.
He started that.
You're
company.
You're shitting me.
And he sold it, and he's rich.
Fuck yeah.
He also started Ruka.
Yeah.
He's done very well for
himself.
I was
always so stoked on his surfing. Like him and
his backhand.
Him and Shane Dorian
his
were
backhand
like my favorites.
Crazy.
Not to blow you up, Shano.
Kaoli Vast won the Tahiti Pro presented by Hurley Trials.
Yeah.
Who got second? Tyler Newton got second. Do you like how I said that? Tyler Newton.
What?
How you would say it in Hawaii. Tyler Newton from Kauai got second. So they are going to the main event.
And it was
August 21st will be the
potential opening day.
I'm not. Hmm. Again, schedule conflict.
It was beefy.
FOMO. That was my other FOMO.
How many times have you done that contest?
Twice. Wait, once or twice.
Did you stay end of the road the whole
yeah.
time?
Yeah.
Did you ever surf that beach break that's right there?
No. I mean, it's not.
It's
like, got to
be
it's
huge.
Not
that
a wave.
Beach break. It is a wave, though.
It is, but you don't surf it. Because if that thing's breaking, you go out to one of the other passes and they're firing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bummed to not go. I really love going to that event. Not that I'm like a Chopo guy, but I'll tell you, Chopo at head high, a couple feet overhead, is the best wave. Still scary.
Couple feet overhead, you say?
2 feet overhead. Three, I'm out.
Maybe chest high.
Another record-breaking feat. We are full of records here on the Monday Mass today. Ben Gravy surfed 50 states.
I'm going to throw a state out at you. You tell me if you surf there.
Okay, go ahead.
Tennessee.
Yep. On a river.
Arkansas.
Uh-huh. River. Or wave pool. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, that's it. Look, you surfed all 50. I don't have a 51st state. Well.
Oh.
Or do I?
Or do you? This is pretty rad. He said, I'm going to go do it. He did it. And people are freaking about it because it's rad. I mean, it's.
I saw the Alaska one.
Yeah, the Alaska one was like a river wave.
Who was he surfing with? He surfed with the dude who like skis. Brad, not. Wait, what's the guy's name? He water skied down Jaws.
Oh.
What's his name?
He's buff.
Yeah, like not much neck.
Yeah, he's kind of like the other Laird.
Yeah, he goes to Laird School of Body Sculpting.
Not sure. I know who you're talking about.
Really,
he's from Carlsbad.
Is he? No.
Congratulations, Ben Gravy.
Anyways, yeah, that's cool, Ben.
Kelly Slater is officially in the ISA World Surfing Games coming up this September in Japan.
Hey, what's up with... Okay,
and
so,
that means
so
Kelly...
Had, didn't they have a trial event last week and it was like onshore, foggy, and 1 foot?
No, that was a trial event for the Olympics.
Same deal. Kind of.
And it was, I saw the footage. I mean, yeah, it wasn't great, but still surfing.
Like worse than Huntington on a flat day?
I don't know how this is going to work. And you would know better than me
or
anyone else how the Olympics work.
I do not
like
understand.
100 of them.
See, here's the problem is that surfing relies on a waiting period.
Why didn't they do a wave pool? Dude, I'm just still tripping. Like, why didn't they do a wave pool?
That's everyone's question. But the thing is like, you know, you want to have surfing being the ocean. But the problem is you've got like it's really hard to do it there. So you have a waiting period that extends from maybe the opening ceremony to the end of the Olympics.
And then
how do you get it on TV? And then
it's
going to
be it's just going to be highlights, right?
It's a bummer.
It's going to be interesting. But the good news is ISA World Surfing Games was already a stellar, super interesting, fun surf event.
And you're going.
I'm going.
When is it?
And so is Kelly Slater, Gabriel Medina, Connor Coffin, Chloe Andino, Stephanie Gilmore.
They're all
everybody's
going.
Wow. Going. The who's who.
When is it?
September. Beginning of September.
They need anyone else?
I asked you like 2 years ago.
Well, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go till I heard.
Too late. I know everyone's trying to get on the ISA bandwagon, but I'm on it. I'm on the train.
We can share a single mattress and
a little
dojo.
Yeah, take your shoes off, kind of vibe. Well, I'm excited, and that's coming up. And Slater's going to be there. Hey, up the Swellians.
Sorry.
That's right, Jed and Von Blakey's epic podcast, Ain't That Swell, is back.
I like Vaughn.
See, we go every week. They wait till they have something good to talk about. They don't waste their viewers' time.
Boring.
With shows that are, you know, B grade. Hey,
being predictable is an asset.
But they don't talk about skateboarding and snowboarding. True. Or nerd news. They are one of the, I would say they're the best surf podcasts.
Yeah.
Are they the best action sports podcast?
No.
Are they the greatest action sports podcast?
Nope.
Who is?
What do they know about Comic-Con?
We are.
We do.
In other surf news, the waves have been bad in California.
Been really bad. Actually, I heard it was pretty fun on Friday.
But I don't know who's telling you that.
I wasn't here.
I described Todd.
What?
I was telling my friend, oh yeah, my friend Todd just scored in Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. And he goes, really? How good was it? And I said, I think it was pretty good. Todd does have a little bit of Alzheimer's disease, but I'm pretty sure it was good. Do you think you have Alzheimer's disease?
No.
I envy people with Alzheimer's disease.
Why? No, it was, Cape Cod was really good. It was really good.
But you always say the waves are great.
Here?
Yeah.
No, I don't always say
that.
Do
you think you have a little bit of Alzheimer's disease? And are you happy about it?
I
am.
I don't
happy for you.
I don't remember.
You do. And that's good.
You know who remembers?
Who?
Petridge Farms.
Oh.
Petridge Farms remembers.
I haven't had
They remember for you.
I haven't had Petridge Farms anything in a long time.
They remember for you because you're losing your memory. What?
Would it? They make Milano cookies.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Love Petridge Farms. Where is Pepperidge Farm? Is that also in Massachusetts?
I think it's a Massachusetts thing.
Maybe. In China.
Yeah.
Oh, tariffs on your Milanos. Do you have any more surf news to talk about? I mean, a lot of stuff is about to happen.
Are you?
That Mankind Slater design, no brainer that I'm still loving.
Mankind.
Even though the waves are.
I didn't realize.
Horse shit.
Mankind. Is this supposed to be like Mankind? But like.
No, his name is Dan Mann.
Oh.
Yeah, Dan Mann.
I need to come up with a name for a company pretty soon. Do you have any names off the top of your head?
Pepperidge.
Pepperidge Farms?
No, Pepperidge Ranch. How about Sorry.
I'm just looking around your office for names. DTF.
I got this card here from the Rat Pack, Too Black, Too Strong. It was a rap group.
Public Enemy?
No.
That was the name of the band, it was Too Black.
Red, you could call your company Redhead Kingpin. I'm just reading from the Rat Pack. How about Granddaddy IU? Oh, D Nice. There it is. You could call your company Quick. Just take off DJ Quick. If anybody has a company name suggestion for Todd Richards, he'll give you 5% of the company. Will you?
Fake news. What's that thing with the circle over there?
Never mind. They can't see that.
Oh, that's for when you do your surf thing.
Surf Breaks.
Surf Break.
It's the most popular surf news show on the planet. Surf Breaks by WSL, hosted by Chris Cote, Caipo Guerrero, Hunter Jones, Ivy Miller. Okay. Snow News is brought to you by NanoCraft CBD.
Snow News.
Did you know that? And I got some news. This is interesting.
At least someone
does. I typed Snow News into Google.
Yeah.
And this is what came up. Upcoming snowboard thriller, Shiver, is being adapted for television after Firebird Pictures, the indie setup by Bodyguard exec producer Elizabeth Kilgariff, snapped up the rights to Alice Reynolds' debut novel.
Wait a minute. Shiver?
The book is set in the French Alps and follows five friends who reunite years after taking part in a snowboarding competition,
okay,
where their friend Saskia disappeared.
So you lost me. I don't know anyone named Saskia.
While in a deserted lodge on top of a mountain, the secrets of the past come to light. Shiver is set to be published 2021.
Ouija board?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think...
Do you know who Arthur...
Longo?
Reynolds? No, I'm sorry, wait. Something Reynolds. Arthur Reynolds?
Reynolds? Author, you moron.
Well, where is the first name?
Of who? Shiver?
Allie Reynolds.
Allie Reynolds.
Do you know who Allie Reynolds is?
Nope, never heard of her.
Well, Penguin Putnam secured the rights. She's the snowboarder surfer.
Who isn't?
I have no snow news.
Well,
there's no business in snow business right now.
Here's some snow news.
DC Transitors, you said that.
Well, we did that last week. So, the Holy Bowly Australia is coming up.
Okay.
And
that's way over there.
That's way over there.
It's in Australia.
It's in Australia.
That's sick. We got a lot of fans in Australia.
Austin Sweeten's in town right now, but they're all leaving to go there pretty soon.
He's a big fan of the show.
Austin is actually a big fan of the show.
I know.
And Brian Fox, Austin, they're going to go have a romantic getaway in the Mentawise and then go to Australia and do the Australian Holy Bowly.
Well, that's tight.
Pretty tight. But snow news is like this. I went over to Snowboarder Magazine. I was going to say Trans World because it's in the building I used to formerly associate with Trans World, but there is no more Trans World. So I went over and visited.
There's still Transworld Skate.
I went over and visited Stan.
Oh yeah, Stan lives in California.
He lives in Stan Clemente.
Oh okay. Why doesn't he go live in Encinitas and surf beacons like with the rest of the snowboarders?
That's what I've been saying. But anyways, I went over there and it is weird. I'm gonna tell you, it's strange to just not have a Transworld snowboarding anymore.
Yeah.
Snowboarders there, which is cool.
And they're still doing good stuff.
They're doing good stuff, you know, but it's...
Transworld Skateboarding, stop touching the tape.
I can't. I have
nervous. Put it away. See?
Sticky.
God, you're grabby. All right,
It is weird, though. That's inside news.
Nobody cares about snowboarding right now.
I know.
Summertime.
This is like extended summer.
Local summer. Starts today.
All right, let's go with Nerd News.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. Thank you, Panikin Coffee and Tea, for the years of support and all the coffee. God,
you know, you
can
still go in there and say the thing because they have it. I asked Dempsey this morning about it, and it's on the computer still. So if you go in there and say, "The Monday Mass
is the world's greatest action sports podcast."
There's still a button.
You'll get a free small coffee.
Right.
Okay, that's a secret. For the listeners.
Life hack.
For the millions of listeners. That's a million cups of coffee they're down for.
Life hack.
Okay, so there's this controversy has been going on for years. And we will get to all of your questions, which I have a bunch of them, after your news.
Okay.
So, I mean, this just keeps popping up. It seems like every couple of years this pops up. People are just angry. Mm-hmm. They're throwing things.
Go ahead.
There's a million people protesting about this in Hong Kong right now.
Oh, here's some
Seinfeld.
Did I tell you the surf news?
Seinfeld.
Let me tell you some surf news. Let me interject some surf news.
Side note.
So
you gotta say side.
Side bar.
Okay, go.
You know who Andy Davis is?
Yes.
Surf artist extraordinaire.
Yeah.
So Andy Davis was on his way to Bali last week.
Okay.
Got stuck in the Hong Kong airport because they were rioting
protesting.
In the airport.
This is what they were protesting. Seinfeld versus Friends.
What are you talking about? There's not Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Why would you like Friends over Seinfeld?
I honestly, if you're one of those people, I'm disassociating myself with you.
Seinfeld is brilliant.
Friends is the worst.
Friends is like accidentally funny.
It's not good.
No.
And I don't know why this is a question.
Can you name all the Friends?
Phoebe. Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa.
Who's Melissa?
Tracy. Edgar and
John.
I was going to say John Jacob. Yeah. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name is also my name.
Seinfeld and Friends they should not even be in the same sentence.
But you know, it would have been sick if they did it like the 80s and they had a crossover like when.
No, because Friends is not even on the level of Seinfeld. So you can't even put them in this. It's like saying, do you like dark chocolate or broccoli?
All right. Okay, I got a serious one for you. Blossom versus Full House.
Ooh, now we're talking. Blossom, because I love Joey.
Oh, that's so Raven.
That's the real Joey.
Okay, let's go on because this is stupid. There's no contest.
Is returning to Netflix with a provocative perspective. And this is coming up on August 26th. His new stand-up special, his first in 2 years, is titled Sticks and Stones.
There's a lot. August 26th is when is that? Next weekend?
Yeah.
Let me look at my
or
calendar.
Like a week and a half.
Hold on.
But listen to...
what am I going to watch? Because we got Dark Crystal coming out.
He made fun of... So Morgan Freeman narrates his new...
Oh, it's next Monday.
Will you read this?
It's a week from
Monday. Read this line in your best Morgan Freeman voice.
My dick looks distinguished. It's an old-looking dick. It's got salt and pepper hair all around it. Does that sound like Morgan Freeman?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to channel him.
Dave Chappelle said that.
Wait, what?
About Morgan Freeman.
My dick looks distinguished. It's old.
My dick looks distinguished. How would Dave Chappelle say it now?
I don't know.
My dick looks distinguished. It's old. An old-looking dick. My dick looks like Morgan Freeman in the 90s. Without the dots.
Without the dots.
That shit's funny.
That is funny.
Sticks and Stones is coming out. Watch the trailer. Get psyched. That's August 26th.
I like that.
Every week there's something I wasn't invited to. I was not invited to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's wedding in Hawaii. Not invited.
Bummer.
Not happy about that.
Bummer.
I was invited to be on Ivy being Ivy.
I have a Rock question.
Okay.
Was The Rock part of the...
Friends? No. He was not one of the Friends.
Was he part of the marches against Monsanto? Or wait, no, the telescopes.
Yes.
Yes.
Moana. Yes. He still is.
That's awesome.
And
I like
stand with
the
Hawaiian people
rad,
against
dude.
This shit. We don't need a telescope. I'm sorry. This is
I'm like, look within.
This is just so typical.
Yeah,
right?
It's just so like, just look within yourself.
These are indigenous people, and people fucking with them again. It's like, this is a special place, right? People see the top of this mountain and they go, "Oh, well, let's put a freaking." What'd you just do there?
I didn't do anything.
You touched something. You know they. It's just bullshit. Why? We don't need a telescope, okay? Space is there. There's no aliens out there. There's nothing for you to see.
There's not.
Do it somewhere else.
Isn't Burning Man?
Dicks.
Isn't Burning Man coming up? I think it's next week.
We're gonna go to questions here soon.
I don't want to go to Burning Man. Don't make me.
Bye. I'm saying bye to
the people that are view. How many viewers we get?
100,000.
Fucking Christ! It's amazing that we have the bandwidth.
Do you remember this?
Why are you singing that?
I don't wanna wait.
That was my shout out to Dawson's Creek. It's available on Instagram now.
I feel like that would be good to put on TikTok.
Yeah, right? Okay, I'm gonna do that. Okay, what else do we have? Lastly, in nerd news. Oh, I was gonna say I was on Ivy Being Ivy, the new Red Bull series. That's actually a smash hit. 95,500 plus views on the first episode. We got 69,000 coming in for episode two and growing quickly.
That's
Ivy's ruling.
That's a lot of flipping views.
That
dude.
Is a lot of. Should we call her?
Sure.
Well,
you think she'll
let's
answer?
Call her, probably. Hopefully, she doesn't say something weird when she answers.
Oh, fuck this.
This is a Ivy Miller cold call. I wonder where Ivy is right. She's in a van. Guess where she is.
Does she live in a van?
In a van. Down by the river.
Did school start for her yet?
No, school's out.
But doesn't she go to school
too? She said she was in finals?
How could she have finals in summer? She's not answering.
She's screening our call. My call.
The ring sounds like she might be in another country.
Please leave your message for
1,000 feet. Turn right.
It's so funny the way she did that.
I was on Ivy Being Ivy.
You blew it.
Okay, Desert Days is coming up in October, and this is the best lineup for a music festival I've seen in a long time.
There you go.
We got Wu-Tang Clan doing 36 Chambers. We got Ween for the first time in years, and they're going to be playing Chocolate and Cheese. Flaming Lips doing the Soft Bulletin. Devo, their farewell tour. Stereolab, Animal Collective. The Black Angels, The Locust, Always, Parquet Courts, Dungan, Fred Armisen doing comedy for musicians, but everyone is welcome. Which Shintaro Sakamoto, Temples, Dive, Pussy Riot, Lightning Bolt, Atlas Sound, White Fence, Mets, Viagra Boys, Wand, Part-Time, Motto Mocter, KVB, Surfboard, and more, Todd.
Wow, that is a heavy...
Seriously, I would not
go
mention it.
Oh.
I'm going. I'm going to like buy a ticket like a normal person. Okay, we're ready now for your questions. We got some good ones.
Do we?
These come from Instagram at Monday underscore mass, right?
Who? What's
Monday dot mass. Wait, and
is it underscore?
Dot? No, Monday dot
Monday
mass.
Dot mass. Okay, what's the first one?
Okay, the first one is from Chris Admetz. He is at Adametz Art with a Z. He's a longtime listener,
yep.
Homie.
Mm-hmm.
His question is, what videos were influential for you in snowboarding, surfing, and or skateboarding? I know that's a big question. So give me one skate, one surf, one snow. Just rapid fire top of your head. Don't think too much about it.
First skate one would be Hocus Pocus.
Okay.
And then surf would be Kelly Slater in Black and White.
Okay. Star
and
Trunks.
Then snow would be This Is Snowboarding with Team Sims.
Nice. Okay. I'll give you mine. For snowboarding, the Whiskey videos, the Whiskey trilogy.
Okay.
For skateboarding, I'm just going to say jump off a building.
Mm.
Okay. And then for surfing, Beyond Blazing Boards 2. Or Beyond Blazing Boards, which was
the Run Man Blazing movies. Boards so I would put the Run Man movies as like a
absolutely.
Second.
I mean, we could go on and on.
And
about
I digress.
That.
What else?
Okay, this is
more
another
questions.
Question from All Scars No Tats. Has anyone nailed the ass grab yet? The Monday mass grab that you had talked about surfing wise.
I don't remember the ass grab.
Remember, it was a tail grab.
Oh. I don't think so.
No one's done it.
No, but I did go when I was in Waco.
Yeah, and
I did.
You had the opportunity to tell
people
to do
it. I told them to do it, and everyone's like, oh, it sounds cool. But then they just like...
They're a forgetful bunch.
They just put their hands back where they are used to putting them.
Stoops. And Shane Bowman had the same question.
Really?
Has any status on the Todd's Tail Grab Challenge?
No. Is that, if anyone wants to step, please.
Do it.
I need...
Grab Todd's tail.
I need proof, though.
Yeah. Thanks for those questions, guys. This one is from at Where Are You Guys? And this person says, great podcast, guys. Here's a would you rather for the podcast question. Would you rather for the rest of your life surf perfect waves terribly or skate Thrasher certified piece of suck skate parks like Nyjah, Juno, Fletcher, Grayson, etc., but only able to skate parks that are shitty pieces of suck.
Shitty parks
like Corey Juno or perfect waves shittily.
So I would skate the shitty parks. Really good.
Yeah, that would be really fun because it would be frustrating to be in perfect waves and surfing shittily.
But you know what? I do tend to like. I love seeing the people that are so oblivious, like they just figured out how to surf.
Yeah, in perfect waves.
And they just don't care. They're just like...
But don't they look like they're having fun?
Way more fun than I am.
So I might redo my answer from at Where Are You Guys on Instagram. I am going to surf shittily in perfect waves because those people are having 10 times more fun with me because they than me because they don't care.
Okay, you chose, I chose the other
yeah.
one, though.
Okay.
Okay, go. What's the next one?
We love Would You Rather. So anytime you guys want to send in a Would You Rather, we're
would
down.
Would you rather have penises for all your fingers or a functioning butthole on your forehead?
Butthole forehead.
It's just like shit, like sometimes. Just.
Do I have
you could wear, like, in,
like bendable
if you want snow,
yeah, dicks?
They're just, they function like normal fingers, except they're just penises.
And is there jizz coming out?
Yes, you urinate from your fingertips.
Ooh. I'm gonna go butthole forehead because then I could wear a headband.
Yeah,
with like
you have to wear like a tampon
on it.
In it. A butt plug.
How does a tampon work? Can you tell me that later? We'll get to that later.
Magnets.
At Rit Cooper Design says,
"What did you say?
Can we get some Kote curated Transworld Surf playlists from old Transworld edits,
oh,
please?
Yeah, that's cool. You are a music dude. I go to you for music stuff."
And this
you,
tells
you
me
do
that
like a lot of Steely Dan though now, and it's like it's
you
kind
don't
of
have
boring.
To. This tells me though that Rit Cooper Design is a big fan because he says That would be so butt sick. Mm-hmm. Did you get any comments from our butt talk at the end of the show?
I was kind of butt sore at you.
Okay, this is from California Mud Motors. Would you go tandem with one of the quarter pipe Moto X guys?
You mean like hang off the side?
Hang off the side or off the back? Up the quarter pipe, air, come down, tandem.
Fuck no, dude. It's so gnarly.
Well, you don't have to go 50 feet.
Okay, here's another question I have for you. This, I
thank you, Mud Motors.
Hey, Mud Motors, I have one right back at you, and I'll ask you this one, too. So if you were at like the Nitro Rallycross course, and someone said, okay, you can get in this rally car, you're going to hit the jump.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how fast to go.
Oh, you're driving.
You're driving.
Okay.
Be what gear you need to be at and how fast to go. Would you hit the jump?
No. I've never driven a rally car before. I would stall
but it's,
halfway to the jump and then
like
fly.
You're already going on the track. All you know is that you need to line it up and you need to be at like the top of third gear.
I'm scared of those things.
I think I would do it.
Well, you would do. You're like a rally car guy. You're certified.
What else we have?
Becky Bubbs says... Big fan, longtime listener. Becky Bubbs has been on this show before. We love Becky Bubbs. What was you and Todd's first skateboard setup? And you can go one more and do your first snowboard setup too.
I'll do my first real skateboard.
Maybe
real live one.
Whatever you choose. You can lie too.
It was a Kryptonix deck with Kryptonix wheels. In independent trucks, and it was falling apart and delaminated.
Independent trucks on your very first skateboard.
I had no idea what I had.
My first setup was either a Nash. You remember the Nash boards?
With like Dugan Nash.
Nash board or a Kamikaze. I'm not sure. I know it was purchased
that?
At Kamikaze? Gemco.
Do you remember the one with the dragon on it?
Yeah, what Kamikazes were sick.
What about Nuke Baby?
Nuke Baby.
That's a sick Nash board.
Yeah, it was either a Nash or a Kamikaze. Thank you for that question, Becky Bubbs. So, Becky Bubbs.
What else?
Wow, that's a lot of questions. This is a better question. This is from Rhino858, longtime listener, big fan. The Office or Seinfeld? Seinfeld,
I feel like you couldn't have The Office without Seinfeld.
True. But Seinfeld is the best show ever on TV. Nothing comes close.
I think Arrested Development
The Office
comes
is
close.
Good. Yeah, but there was only 5 seasons.
True.
And the last season, I've just finishing it up.
And I wrote it off.
It's weird. But I put Arrested Development up there in my top 5 shows of all time. I also put The Office, probably.
Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
It's kind of mainstream comedy.
Yeah.
Which I guess Seinfeld is too, but...
It wasn't then, though.
Home Fries. Home Fries has a question. At Home Fries. This is a homie Mike. Who's going to take Chopes? I don't see anyone stopping Gabby for the rest of the year. So that's a question and a statement.
Who do you have in your top three for Chopes right now?
Gabriel Medina.
Yeah.
Kelly Slater. And
who got the wild card? Who got the wild card?
Kaoli Vast and Tyler Newton. It is interesting because the swell forecast looks like there could be some juice at the end of next week.
But it's not Jago.
Could be pumping. So you gotta think, okay, last year when it was just a couple feet overhead, nice, good, fun, chopo. Gabby won. Yep. Gabriel Medina won. Mm-hmm. Owen Wright got second. Both of those two guys at any size are gnarly.
Yeah.
So don't forget about Owen Wright.
I was going to say Owen Wright.
I mean, Italo Ferreira could do really well there randomly. Kolohe Andino is in the yellow jersey. He's actually underrated at Chopes. He's made the quarters. He's made the semis. So don't count out
Julian
Kolohe Andino. Julian, I have no idea where Julian's been all year, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that as a diss. It's just kind of like he's either in the title race or just kind of somewhere in the middle. And that's not a diss.
You've got Gabby.
Okay, let's say Gabriel Medina, Kolohe Andino, and Owen Wright for my top three.
Okay.
What about you?
Owen Wright. Gabriel Medina, and then I'm just gonna kind of throw Julian in there.
Okay, that's fair. So there you go, home fries. You tell us now. The champagne room says, who in hell thinks brother deserves to wear the yellow jersey? Well, I do.
Apparently it's scoring.
So does everyone. So he earned it. It's not like they gave it to him. He earned it.
I have to go.
Okay, wait. Let me just go to...
We have another one?
Oh, my gosh. Four more comments. What is going on? Wait. What is
And also, I'd like to add, too, if you guys would like to create the funny photos of me and Chris that I do every Monday.
This guy says, get your shit together.
Wait, what?
Tim Gibson says, get your shit together. That's not a question.
Jeez, this is a life statement.
Danny Caputo says, best advice for someone interesting in doing what you guys do? I talk so much already. Would be cool to make it a career. Danny.
Get a mic.
Danny, I literally spent like $60 for this podcast setup, not including the computer, which is a MacBook Pro. I'm pro. GarageBand, a microphone. You could do a podcast on your damn phone. Do it, and we'll support it. Danny.
He's right.
Shades of Gray Cat says, Todd, what's the funniest thing or dumbest thing your cat's ever done? And Chris, do you have any pets?
Funniest thing my cat's ever done?
That's a huge question.
Dumbest thing? My cat does dumb shit every day. Really dumb stuff.
Yeah,
this just falls
stuff.
Off of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot. Ugh, sorry, excuse me. Can you taste that?
I have a pet. It's a dog, a Maltese named Josie. Hypoallergenic fur,
how
like
is Josie?
Human hair. Josie's old. She's
like
got Cushing's 15? Disease. She's
10?
Dying.
10 years old?
12.
12.
Old ass dog. Lovable little thing, though. Love that dog.
My cat does dumb shit.
I am the only person that likes this dog.
Really?
On
no
the
one
planet.
Else likes it?
Nobody else likes my dog. Sad. My son likes the dog. One of my sons.
Does it bite your kids?
It used to. She used to bite them.
Does your dog
quite
bite?
Regularly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So thank you guys for your questions.
Hey, we're gonna be back next
go.
Week.
Todd's gotta go.
I have to go
to the bathroom.
I do too.
Number one.
I have a deuce.
Are you going home base?
No, I have to go to another thing right after this. So I might
let
to...
me go to the bathroom first and then you go.
No, I'm not gonna poo here. I have to poo.
I just
home.
Offered you.
No, but I don't want to.
You gonna hold it
I don't know who's
after
been in till there.
After your meeting?
I don't know who's been in there.
I've been in there. Thanks for listening.
We love you long time.
Bye.